This is Passport to Texas. On April 22, 1970, 20 million Americans took to the streets, parks, and auditoriums to demonstrate for a healthy, sustainable environment, and thus began the annual celebration of the planet called Earth Day. 2010 marks the 40th anniversary of Earth Day, and millions of people worldwide are gearing up for it. But a once-a-year celebration is useless if that's where it ends. So I want to challenge everyone listening to do something every day to care for Mother Earth. What kinds of things can you do? Well, perhaps plant native plants that use less water and provide food and shelter for wildlife. Or take a ceramic coffee mug to the office instead of using disposable cups. Perhaps you could make sure to properly dispose of monofilament fishing line so it doesn't harm aquatic life. In addition, when camping, leave your campsite in better shape than you found it. Or your stewardship goal might be to spend time with your family outdoors instead of inside with a television, because really you're no good to nature with a remote in your hand. Mix it up and add new earth-friendly activities to your list every week, or at least every month. As for me, I plan to use less water inside and outside of my home and install native flowers and shrubs when I redo my landscape. That's just for starters. What will you do? Go to passporttotexas.org and let me know. I could put you on the radio. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.